episode 91, Book Marketing Made Simple with Karen Williams.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Cast. My name is Svetlana, and each day we share an inspirational story or message to help you create the business and life you deserve.
Hi, Karen, and welcome to Entrepreneur Cast. It's such a great pleasure to have you with us today.
And thank you for inviting me. I'm delighted to be here, and I can't wait to share some stuff with your listeners as well.
So, Karen, before we get going with the business side of things, tell us a little bit about who are you outside of your business and what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
Gosh, spare time, what's that? Who am I? Well, I am a wife, I am a daughter, I like spending time with my family, friends. Certainly, I'm always at the cinema. You know, if you're friends with me on Facebook, you'll always see I'm out and about and, yeah, just going out and enjoying myself. Oh, and having holidays is really important. And blending work and travel, that's something that, yeah, I quite like to do.
I think holidays everybody loves. So, Karen, tell us everything about your business. What is it that you do and what inspired you to start it?
That's great. I started out in 2006, so I've been in business now for 11 years this year. My business when I started looked nothing like it looks now. I started out as a coach because one day my manager said something to me one day and it just inspired me to do something different. It inspired me to get my own coach to work on myself, and then I decided to train as a coach and I set up my business in November 2006. Learned the hard way how to set up a business. I really didn't know where to start. Qualified coach, corporate background, you know, I really didn't know where to start in running a business. I'm sure many people can understand what that's like. But the thing that put me and my business on the map is I wrote my first book in 2009. I had the opportunity to spend some time with some amazing coaches to find out the secrets to their success. I wrote a book about it. I did my second in 2012, and I'm just about to launch my fifth. So what can I say? I am a book mentor these days. Back a few years ago, a lot of people said to me, Karen, you've written a couple of books. How did you do it? And I landed up falling into it really by, you know, creating a great team of people around me who could do editing, publishing, set up a publishing company earlier this year as well. And that's what I love doing. So helping people who've got an idea in their head. So they tend to be business owners, coaches, consultants, therapists, and helping them to get that idea into a published book. There's just something amazing about it.
Amazing and exciting. The fifth book, that's a lot of books.
Yeah, and you know, one of my clients earlier, about 15 minutes ago, she put a Facebook Live on. She got her book for the first time today and she was absolutely, she was really choked up with it. It was absolutely amazing to see it. And there's just something special about having a book with your name on it.
Definitely. I mean, most people don't write even one book in a lifetime and you got five already. I'm sure you're going to keep going.
Well, I did say never again after the first one, but it really put me and my business on the map. It just made such a difference to getting noticed, to building credibility. And although I said never again, I realized I needed to put my own stamp on my next book. So that's what I did.
Awesome. So Karen, between your family time, running your business, going to the movies, taking holidays, what would you say your typical day looks like?
It's really hard to say what a typical day looks like because I tend to batch my time. So, you know, I tend to do Monday tends to be like, you know, I love being on social media. I love connecting with people. I've got a community and Mondays I spend a lot of my time doing that. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are client time. So, you know, I could be anything from spending a day with a client, mapping out their book. I could be talking about marketing. I could be talking about publishing, you know, anything really. It depends where my clients are, and no client is the same as well. And then Friday, I like to have a bit of creative time. So, you know, when I'm not masterminding, which tends to be some Fridays, I like to create, or I like to write books. I like to, you know, write blog posts and just anything that just allows me to just be creative.
Awesome. Karen, you know, throughout our entrepreneurial and business journey, we come across a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. What would you say was your biggest challenge and how did you manage to overcome it?
Well, the biggest challenge has to be setting up in business. When I, you know, you can imagine me with my certificate above my head going, hey, I'm a coach. Crap, what do I do now? So that must have been my biggest challenge, but I've stuck it out for long enough and I love what I do every day. And I think that's the most important thing. So that was certainly my biggest challenge, and knowing how to actually set up in business and what to do first. And I've learned from amazing coaches and mentors along the way, and that's really what supported me.
So would you say you've done most of the stuff as trial and error? Or
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like to say to my clients, my mentoring clients, that, you know, I've made the mistake, so you don't have to do it.
Definitely. Karen, you know, obviously you went through your challenges in business, as every entrepreneur does, but I'm sure you had a lot of successes too. What would you say was your biggest success?
Well, there's so many. I think it has to be my first book, because I went through the gremlins that a lot of my clients go through. I went through the gremlins, you know, who am I to write a book? Who wants to read this stuff? Who's interested? What if people don't like it? I went through all of that. And, you know, when I wrote that book, I interviewed 11 really successful coaches. And if it wasn't for the fact that they were rooting for me and they were sort of behind me and they shared some amazing stuff, I could have easily put it down and never done anything with it. And that made a huge difference to my business, actually having that book and being able to sort of stand up. And it just gave me the confidence to do things like, you know, having the book launch party, you know, having Amazon launch and everything else I never even conceived that I would do before.
Karen, as entrepreneurs, you know, and obviously you're an author as well, we do come up with a lot of great ideas. Where would you say do you come up with your best ideas?
In the shower, out for a walk, in the gym, anywhere but at my desk. I don't know. You know, when I'm writing, I create a really good plan. So when I'm in the midst of writing a book, you know, I can sit at my desk, I can type, and it kind of gets channeled through my head, through my laptop, and I can write some really good stuff. But, you know, actual ideas, being creative time, I've just got to be out and about, ideally in nature if I can.
So do you carry a notepad with you?
Yeah, I've got Evernote on my phone. I'm never far away from it. And I've got a notebook. Yeah, I have to write these things down before I forget them.
Awesome. Karen, I'm sure that throughout the years, you've been an inspiration to a lot of people. But you yourself, do you have people that inspire you, or so-called personal heroes?
Yeah, people who inspire me, you know, my colleagues, people I work with, my clients inspire me. But if you're looking for famous people, I'm thinking people like, you know, Elizabeth Gilbert, people, yeah, those types of people, women, strong women who are there to inspire other people, who aren't afraid to hold back, and they're willing to actually go out of their comfort zone and just do something different. And they're the types of people who inspire me. You know, that's a really difficult question, because there are so many people who do inspire me. But certainly, yeah, she would be one person I think about.
Karen, you've been in business for a very long time. And, you know, lots of businesses don't survive that long. Mm. So you gained a lot of experience, knowledge, and wisdom. Out of your experience, knowledge, and wisdom, would you share with us your top three tips and strategies for any entrepreneur listening today to drive their business and life forward?
Yeah, you know, really the tips that I would share with you are very much similar for my clients who are writing a book, as well as those in business. So get really clear on who your ideal client is. You know, what do they do? What are their problems they're facing? What do they want instead? Where are they in their life at the moment? Second tip would be, get really clear on your message. So when you know your ideal client, you know, what is the message you're getting across to them? What is the solution, the result that you're giving your clients? And thirdly, you know, why are you doing it? Why are you in business? Why are you writing a book? Why do you do what you do? Because when the going gets tough, it makes it so much easier to overcome that, you know, and to take steps forward if you know why you're doing something.
Definitely. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Karen. Karen, also throughout your journey, I'm sure you came across a lot of useful resources that made your life easier. Could you share with us?
Oh, gosh. I think there's some really great books out there. So certainly books I'd recommend. One of my favourites is The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari by Robin Sharma. It's an amazing parable, which is you just have to read it. And certainly books. I am an avid reader as well. I forgot to mention that at the beginning, actually. I love to read, you know, whether it's fiction books, non-fiction books. So there's some really great stuff out there I'd recommend people read. And there's mentors. You know, for me, I think the resources that have supported me the most, it really depends on where I'm at in my business, because there are certain things that you need at certain times. You know, you might need to learn about I'm doing webinars or doing podcasts, you might need to learn about this and that. And tapping into the people who've got that expertise at that time is important. You know, one of my mantras is, you know, don't do things yourself when you can get support from people who know what they've done, you know how to do it and they've done it before.
Karen, you already touched on one book and that you're a reader. So I come across a lot of people who say that at some point in life, they came across a book that changed their life. Did you have such a book? And if you did, what was it?
I think it has to be The Monkey Sold His Ferrari. That's one of them. Other one is Influence by Robert Cialdini.
So Karen, you shared with us the books that, you know, were life-changing for you, but just share with us a little bit about your upcoming book. You know, I know you're launching just in a few days, so just tell us a little bit about your fifth book. Oh my God.
Yeah. My new book is Book Marketing Made Simple. It came about because a lot of my clients were saying to me, Karen, how do I do this? What's the process? And I thought, I need to write another book. It's just like that moment of realization that I just had to put it down in the book. And literally, Book Marketing Made Simple is aimed towards people who are thinking about writing a book. They've already written a book, they sell it to get to number one on Amazon, to you know, blogging, websites, podcasting, crowdfunding. Really, it's a kind of guide for everything you need to know about marketing a book. And that comes out on the 7th of June, which is really exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Well, I can share it with you.
Oh, you already have it. Awesome.
Oh, I've had it for a little while, but you know, the official launch is next week.
Exciting. So Karen, you've written your fifth book, you're launching that, you have you know, your business, you transitioned from, you know, employee to coach, and then to having your publishing company. You've stayed in business for a long time, you know, which is huge successes. But what is next for you? What's your next big goal, aim, dream? And if there was someone listening today who could potentially help you get there, who would it be?
I think, gosh, my big dream. Well, the big dream at the moment is to launch the book, because that's been a long time coming. It's been about 18 months in the conception and the design and the publication. So I'm really excited to get that out. It's got some amazing feedback so far. That has to be the big thing. You know, the real big vision is to be able to travel around the world and help more authors to get their book out there. And that's really what I want to do, more of that, because, you know, I know the big difference that my clients make to their readers when they get their book out there. And I'd like to do more of the same. And I'd like to be able to reach people all around the globe, which I do. But I'd like to do that a little bit more. Any excuse to go traveling and work at the same time.
Awesome. I'm sure you're going to get there, and I'm sure you're going to help a lot of people around the globe as well.
Yeah, we already run a writing retreat in Spain every September. So, you know, I get to do that little bit each year. So just making that bigger would be just perfect for me.
Amazing. Well, Karen, we are coming to the end of the interview, but before we say our goodbyes, is there anything else you would like to share with us, or anything you'd like to advise on?
If you want to get a copy of my new book, go to www.bookmarketingmadesimple.com. And yeah, if any of your listeners want to write a book, want any advice or support, if you go to www.libratas.com, and you know, you can find out a little bit more about me. And bit of advice, if you want to write a book, just do it. You know, dream big. If you want to make a bigger difference in the world, you can. You just need to go ahead and do it.
Awesome. Thanks for that. And the best way to get in touch with you, that's the website, right?
Yeah, website Librotas, LIBROTAS.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Karen.
It's been
a great pleasure to have you, and I look forward to meeting in person.
Brilliant. Lovely. Thank you for inviting me.